From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
OECS countries warn cable and wireless against pulling out of St. Lucia. Trinidad and Tobago's president urged to resign after ending the stalemate there. And Belize gives a three-day ultimatum to Guatemalan squatters. I'm Rosie Hayes, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In a show of solidarity, countries of the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States have called on the British telecommunications firm Cable and Wireless to withdraw its notice to pull out of St. Lucia. Cable and Wireless, citing unsatisfactory progress in talks to renew its license, said it would leave St. Lucia at the end of next month. But OECS leaders, meeting in Barbados on the fringes of the CARICOM mini-summit, told the telecom giant bluntly, "You pull out of one, you pull out of all." Bertram Niles reports from Bridgetown.
Grenada's Prime Minister Dr. Keith Mitchell appeared before reporters to announce that the OECS leaders had upgraded their negotiations with Cable and Wireless to prime ministerial status, and he invited a British firm to continue talks in St. Kitts and Nevis next Wednesday with St. Lucia at the table. Previously, the talks were conducted by officials of the new Eastern Caribbean Telecommunications Agency, ECTEL, which five OECS countries have set up to oversee the liberalization of the telecommunications sector and end the monopoly of cable and wireless. But